Do you remember what was going on 5 years ago today? That was the day when Donald Trump came down the escalator and said he was running for president. This afternoon, President Trump announced his proposal for police reforms amid widespread social unrest and a pandemic, and he is moving ahead with plans for a huge indoor rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this weekend. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro joins us now to talk about the presidential race. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with that rally. This is going to be the first one in months. There will be temperature checks at the rally in Tulsa. Masks will be distributed, but not mandatory. And attendees are going to have to sign waivers saying that they're responsible if they get sick. Now, there is some talk of moving the rally outdoors, which health experts say would be safer. But what is at stake for President Trump with this rally on Saturday?
Well, right now they are keeping it indoors, from what we understand, at the Box Center in Tulsa, 20,000 seat capacity or thereabouts. You know, that's a lot of people tightly crammed together into one arena. And, you know, President Trump really wants to show that he's getting everything back to normal. But we are seeing spikes in a lot of states across the country, especially in the South, you know, and this is one of those things where he had one controversy where he was holding the rally on Friday, which was Juneteenth, after almost 100 years of one of the worst massacres of, you know, of racial violence in the country, and then moved it to Saturday and dealing with a different controversy when it comes to COVID-19. And that last part that you mentioned, having people sign off, basically a waiver saying they won't sue the campaign, seems to be a recognition, at least, that there is some danger of having this many people in a small, crowded into a big space.
Well, and the other thing is that he's kind of made a point of not wearing a mask. So it's going to be interesting to see if his supporters feel like they can wear masks in a Trump rally. We'll have to see. What about Joe Biden? Is he going to be holding rallies anytime soon, do you think?
He doesn't have any plans to have any rallies anytime soon. He is going to be making a stop in Darby, Pennsylvania, as that county starts to reopen a little bit. It's one of the few early indicators of Biden getting out there a little bit, you know, but clearly not trying to hold any kind of rally. You'll probably see him in public with a mask on. And it really does indicate the big difference between the two parties and their view, frankly, of masculinity. You know, what is the right way to act if you're a man? You know, is that a manly way to be, to not have a mask on? And I still find it ironic that President Trump is the reason why everybody started wearing masks in the first place, because he went to the podium and said, hey, you know, wearing a scarf or a face covering can actually slow down the spread of the virus. Mm-hmm. So everyone did it. And then he said, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to do it, and created this whole controversy.
Well, the next big thing after the rallies is going to be the political conventions. And President Trump has said his nomination will be accepted in Jacksonville, Florida, not Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Republican convention will be, because the restrictions are looser in Florida. And in an interview today, I asked South Carolina Democratic Congressman James Clyburn if Joe Biden should accept the Democratic Party nomination in front of a crowd. Here's what he said.
I think he ought to accept it like a leader of this country ought to accept it, utilizing the best practices when dealing with a pandemic. This whole thing of needing a crowd in order to boost your ego, I don't think the vice president needs that.
Now, he's very close with the vice president, but what do you think the Democratic convention, Domenico, is going to look like?
Well, I think it'll be something between a Zoom convention and a big rally. You know, it's not gonna quite be the kinds of rallies I think we're used to seeing. But you know, you could in a big arena not have sort of all the extra guests that might be there and have people spread out every 6 feet within the arena or outside. You know, like you're mentioning, and the vice president, former vice president, wearing a mask, or, you know, I think it's going to look very different than what we've seen in the past, and it's going to look different than what Republicans certainly want to do.
Domenico, I don't want to focus too much on polls 4.5 months out, but it is clear in the polls that have been coming out that there's been a shift in Joe Biden's direction. He's up by 16 points in a poll out today in Michigan. On average, he's ahead of Trump in Florida, Arizona, Ohio, Wisconsin. Texas is looking competitive. How worried is the Trump campaign about this?
You know, they may not say so out front, but they are worried about it behind the scenes. I mean, they have to be, because the landscape has completely shifted. If we're talking about Ohio being back on the map, then that's a big problem for President Trump. You know, look, some of the polls in states like Michigan and Wisconsin were wrong in 2016. But, you know, the polls in Michigan on average had Hillary Clinton up by about 4 points in 2016, not 16 points. That's certainly way outside the margin of error and has to have the Trump campaign quite concerned, even if they won't say so publicly.
Domenico Montanaro, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.